Well, for the fans of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin's being remembered as a champion of justice who used her musical gifts to send powerful messages to the world. Thomas Areti prepared this report.
It's wall-to-wall coverage in Aretha Franklin's hometown of Detroit.
Peace, Queen of Soul.
We've always had respect in certain ways. We kind of demand respect.
We're saluting the life of Aretha Franklin on Mix 90.
But the love and respect for the Queen of Soul spreads far beyond the city. In New York, fans have gathered outside the historic Apollo Theatre in Harlem.
Back in the 80s when I was in high school, there was a song, Another Night Without You by Aretha Franklin, which I used to get over heartbreak. I would pass the cassette over to my girlfriends who were also having some heartbreak problems. So Aretha kind of got us through high school and heartbreak. And even to this day, I'll pull out Aretha in Another Night Without You when I have to. But I'm just so saddened that we lost Aretha. She will live forever in our hearts.
For me to love you.
Someone like her, you know, she transcends the genre. I mean, yes, she was the Queen of Soul, no doubt, but she transcends soul. I mean, it's available for everybody. That voice is it. You just feel it. It's just soul. You know it when you hear it, you know? It's like you can't download that app. You know it when you hear it, man.
It's just timeless, you know? Yeah, it's one of those things where you're just chilling at home and you and the lady or whoever, the kids, and just show it on or with friends and you can rock to it, you know? It's just priceless, timeless.
Just 8 years ago, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Apollo Hall of Fame for her contribution to soul and her impact on American culture, one of her many accolades. And a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was another. Today, it's a memorial covered with flowers, old photos, and handwritten signs featuring lyrics from her songs.
Let's call this song exactly what it is.
Musicians are paying tribute too. That's Kim and Debbie Sledge from the US group Sister Sledge singing Rock Steady, one of Aretha Franklin's songs from 1971. And Kim Sledge says there's no underestimating the soul icon's legacy.
For me personally, it was as if my the wind came out of me when I heard the news, because she's such an icon, and her spirit, her soul, everything about her, everything that we did was based on Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin's passion for gospel music originally came from her musician mother and Baptist minister father. And in 2012, she told CNN she remembered her father coaching her about the basics of music.
He did say at one point that one day I would sing for kings and queens. He did say that. And I have. Subsequently, I have.
Brian McCollum is a music writer for Detroit Free Press Pop Music. He spoke to RN Breakfast.
Those roots in the church and that style of singing that she brought into secular music, you know, literally changed popular music in so many ways, and we still hear it in the voices of, you know, everyone from Mariah Carey to Jennifer Hudson, even male singers. She just reshaped that landscape.
But Aretha Franklin's legacy isn't just about great music. Reverend Michael Waters is a pastor in Texas and the author of Stakes Is High, Race, Religion, and Hope for America.
There were songs that may not have been initially intended for movement, but were adopted for movement all the same. And not just to limit it to the civil rights movement. I mean, we have to talk about her contributions to the feminist movement, to the womanist movement in America. Such songs as Respect that demanded that we would take a very strong look at the misogyny that has also run rampant, not only in America, but across the world, and lift up the full humanity of women. She was a champion of justice, and she used her musical gifts for the same.
And her passion for music was clear. With 42 studio albums to her name, she refused to stop doing what she loved most until the very end.
I'm not ever going to retire. That wouldn't be good for one, just to go somewhere and sit down and do nothing, please. No, that's not moi.
Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin, dead at 76. Thomas Areti with that report.